Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. As always, I've asked you for your voice notes as well as some of your feedback on social media regarding the conversations we're having today. And earlier we had a theme and a conversation around transformation and it being prioritized within the banking space on the back of data that was shared by the Banking Association of South Africa. We have a tweet here from one of our listeners, at Aleta Muloi. She says, what a very necessary and transformational conversation or topic. It should be on the agenda in many sectors, not just banking. And you're right, Aleta. Essentially, we do have the BEE codes and different sectors of the economy have different codes. Mining at one point had particular structures and codes in place that also led to mining houses also requiring or requesting that once they are quote unquote empowered, they always empowered. That once there is a capital injection from a BEE investor or consortium, that should be recognized regardless of the changes in future ownership of the business. The financial sector has its own codes, telecommunications and the likes, including the broad BEE codes that we have in South Africa. Ultimately, as we've had in our previous conversation, it's just about making sure that it is fully effective and efficient. And as I mentioned earlier as well, how do we move forward without it being an emotive conversation where race and gender is the only priority? But ultimately, you need to do the job. I'm black, I'm female, but I'd like to believe I know what I'm doing. You can call me out if I don't. And we can take it from there. But happy to take your feedback, your questions and your calls. 063-688-0959. That's where you can share your voice notes. Also happy for you to interact with us on social media at Kaya On Air. Use the hashtag KayaBiz. And of course, feel free to tag me at Gugu Mfupi. We're buckling up for an amazing conversation that's coming up next. This is all about crypto exchanges. Which particular exchanges continue to take the lead and how have we witnessed Luno in particular becoming South Africa's leading cryptocurrency app and of course the growth, development and evolution of the understanding of cryptocurrency in South Africa.
Ekasinomics
on Kaya Biz.
I'm really excited to have this conversation because boy oh boy, just over 7 years ago when I started here on Kaya Biz, cryptocurrencies were all the rage. I opened up a wallet, at one point forgot the password to one, and that means I actually lost my cryptocurrency at the time. Then opened up another wallet and actually found great ways of making sure that I too got a better understanding of crypto and how it works. But as we all have come to appreciate, cryptocurrencies is not just something that you bet on overnight for a quick win. It does come with its own complexities. It's also come with its own simplification, especially given the platform or the wallet that you happen to use and what and how you use the cryptocurrency. But tonight we're joined by Luno's country manager in South Africa. If you don't know about Luno right now, they're actually one of the leading wallet platform providers, not only in South Africa, but really across the globe. Christo de Wit joins us now for more in studio. Christo, great to have you.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's great to be in studio with you.
I'm excited to have you with us. I love how you raised your eyebrow when I said I forgot my password and to my wallet. But that's the reality of what happens to a lot of people, right? When you lock yourself out.
Yeah. And I think that's important then when you choose the platform that, yes, that you use to make sure that it's a trusted platform.
The first one wasn't Luno. See, that's my problem.
That's the pity.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's very important in choosing the right platform to start your crypto journey in, making sure that they are reputable and that they have all of these measures in place. So for instance, if customers on Luno forget their password, we have various steps in place and a support team that can assist them to easily retrieve that password and, you know, increase the security measures on the platform.
Yeah, definitely. There's so many ways we can start this conversation. And I think maybe it's important just for us to get a refresher of cryptocurrencies, but also the platforms that are available. And I ask this specifically because the US has seen a few calamities regarding the closure of platforms. Some investors have lost a lot of money. Others made a lot of money in putting their money in crypto. But obviously, it comes with different strategies, different levels of knowledge. So I guess just taking us back, cryptocurrencies and their platforms 101, what do we need to know?
I think the first thing that you have to consider is which platform would you consider to be reputable? Now, that's a very, very difficult thing to determine if you're new to the space. I think looking at it from a South African perspective, cryptocurrency is regulated. Cryptocurrency is a financial product, and cryptocurrency exchanges needs to be regulated by the FSCA, the Financial Conduct Services Authority,
yes.
Sector Authority, rather. And I think what is important is that consumers need to look out for whether or not the cryptocurrency platform that they use is registered, is a licensed financial services provider, does have that financial services provider license number, and even fact check that on the FSCA website, right? So that would be the first step. Mm-hmm. The second step would then be, do you feel comfortable with this platform? Does it ask the necessary questions for you to safeguard your account, set up a secure password, making sure that the platform is safe and secure? Do they have two-factor authentication in place, making sure that your wallet is always safe? So there are various things that consumers can look out for. And I think the other thing is also doing your own research in terms of looking online. What are people saying about the platform? Looking at, you know, have there been any severe incidents with that platform? You know, at Luno, we've never had any incidents. We've never been hacked. It is a very, very safe and secure platform. And it has the necessary security certificates in place as well. So I think that's very important to look out for.
100%. And I'm glad that you mentioned this, because from a regulatory point of view, it basically means that the checks and balances are in place. That should anything happen, you basically have a principal, quote unquote, a policeman, a regulator to go back to and say, hold on, this is what this particular platform has done or has not done correctly. Hold them accountable. And I think that's really critical. That's also been refreshing, because from a South African point of view, the South African Reserve Bank, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, as you mentioned, as well as many other institutions, have become to recognize the importance of cryptocurrencies, but also working together with you. I assume this wasn't an easy journey, though, from the beginning.
No, it's been quite a long journey, but it's a very important journey to have gone on. And I think Luno played an integral part in getting, you know, the industry where it is today, especially from a regulatory perspective. What is important to note is, you know, when Luno started, cryptocurrency was not regulated. Cryptocurrency exchanges were not regulated.
Yeah.
And obviously, all of these multiple discussions and working groups from the Reserve Bank has led to cryptocurrency now being regulated in South Africa. And it's only once an industry is regulated that those checks and balances are in place. And that is why it is important that we always strive for regulation, because it safeguards consumers at the end of the day.
Yes.
You don't want to operate in an industry where there are no checks and balances in place. And I think this is what we saw happen in the US.
Yes.
Right. So there were no regulatory frameworks in the US. And that's why a lot of the negativity that happened in the industry transpired in the US, because of that lack of regulatory clarity. And I think on the other side of the perspective, when we're looking at the U.S. administration at the moment, we know that the U.S. administration currently is very pro-crypto. Mm-hmm. And we can see a lot of movement and progress happening in that space in the short amount of time that Trump has been in office. So that then speaks to bringing in regulatory advancements and more clarity for the industry, which then will benefit the industry globally, I think.
Yes.
Because usually what happens in the U.S., the rest of the world tends to follow.
Definitely. Even across the rest of the continent, I know a few colleagues in West Africa and even in the East who use crypto a lot more actively than what we do in South Africa. And I'm appreciative as well, Christo, that you've highlighted that it's not about crypto being a good or a bad thing, which is typically the question that people ask me. And it's really just about your level of understanding of it as a tool, as a currency, but also of the platforms that are also involved. And maybe let's talk about Luno, because we're looking at a chart that actually shows and data that highlights how Luno has grown to be South Africa's favorite cryptocurrency exchange, 67%. And I'll declare I have an account as well. And maybe that's why I lost the money on the first one. See? This comes with not only a heightened level of marketing and awareness, but even part of the journey that you've walked with customers to, I guess, guide them and educate them on the shifts and the changes that have taken place.
I think it has always been a very, very important aspect of everything we do at Luno, is to educate consumers about cryptocurrency, not only about the Luno platform and how to use the Luno platform, but cryptocurrency as a whole.
Yes.
I think we played an integral part in driving that education. In 2013, when Luno was founded, it was the first cryptocurrency platform in South Africa that enabled South Africans to buy Bitcoin with Rand. It's never been possible before. And taking South Africa on that journey, we now have more than 5 million South Africans having owned cryptocurrency or owning cryptocurrency. It's quite significant to think about that journey in just over 10 years. And I think also when we look at driving that level of education, a lot of people think it's a very speculative asset. Like you said, it's maybe a get-rich-quick thing. But I think the importance of it is more around how do we drive that awareness around not only Bitcoin, but other cryptocurrencies, about blockchains, about blockchain technology, and what it enables various sectors in the world to do. And that's the power of cryptocurrency. And that's our mission at Luno, is we want to drive this awareness of a new financial system and ultimately upgrading the world to a better financial system.
100%. There's the likes of Ethereum and many other cryptocurrencies that have seen a great performance over the last few years. But I'm keen to understand, if you have consumer insights for us, what is our behavior as cryptocurrency wallet or clients and account holders in South Africa? Are we erratic and sporadic that when Donald Trump launches a coin, we all in and we jump in and we put our money in only to withdraw it later? Or do we sit idle and actually keep our money in our wallets and just, you know, slowly enjoy the benefits and make withdrawals as and when we need to? Or do we transact with some of our peers globally? What's our behavior like?
I think it's all of the above, right? So within each of those buckets that you mentioned, we have significant customer numbers, right? So if we look at it more from a speculative point of view, we have a lot of active traders looking at what the market is doing, you know, buying Bitcoin when the price is low and then selling it when it's a little bit higher. We've seen over the last few weeks a lot of volatility in that space, especially with the announcements from the US administration.
Yes.
But then we also see a lot of people buying cryptocurrency as an investment, as a long-term investment. And we see this specifically with the revival that we've now seen in the bull market, where a lot of our customers who've held cryptocurrency balances for the longest time, keeping it idle, keeping it there, now with the market swings going up again, we see those customers reawakening, saying, okay, right, now is a good time to buy again. There's renewed confidence in that space.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the transact a use case as well. We've got a product on our platform called Luno Pay, where you literally can go to Pick and Pay and buy your bread and milk with your cryptocurrency. You can use your Luno Pay wallet or your Luno app and use Luno Pay to pay for your groceries. And you can also buy electricity and anything else at Pick and Pay. We've also integrated with Zapper, so anywhere where you can make a Zapper payment, you can use cryptocurrency to pay for that as well. So this is how we are working towards broadening the usability and the utility of cryptocurrency, not just as, you know, a speculative trading asset or an investment, but also something that you can utilize in everyday life.
I want to come back to that in a moment, especially when it comes to, I guess, new innovations as to where crypto is being used. And I'm aware that that also has to shift with the regulatory environment in South Africa to keep up with tracking some of those movements. But talk to us about your customers. How old are they? Where do they live? Who are they?
So the bulk of our customers are millennials, right? So we see that's a very big growing cohort. The Gen Zs are catching up. You know, they are awakening. They're starting their jobs. You know, they are entering the workplace. So they are also getting used to, you know, investing and starting using cryptocurrency. The boomer segment is still quite significant. That is the segment with the most disposable income.
Oh, yeah.
But we see that shrinking as well. So I would say the average age of a Luno user is around 35, which fits very well into that younger millennial grouping. We do have more males than females on platform, which is quite typical, I think, from the financial
space. We're risk averse, right?
There we go. Or maybe the wife gives the husband the money and say, you're rather invested and I'll trust you with it.
Yeah.
But no, it is more predominantly male-driven, but that is also getting more balanced. It's around a 65-35 ratio at the moment. And then the majority of our customers are, you know, placed in urban hubs. So around the cities of Johannesburg, Cape Town, and the bigger metropolitan areas. But that doesn't mean we don't have customers in the far reaches of rural South Africa. We've got some customers in the most random of places. So definitely it is very widespread. And I think that just speaks to cryptocurrency and Luno being available online and having the ability to reach people. You know, whenever there's an internet connection, you can have access to cryptocurrency.
Quite literally, yep. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Luno, South Africa's country manager. Luno, as we know, a leading cryptocurrency exchange in South Africa, which is actually celebrating 10 years of its existence this year. Chris Studevitt joins us in studio for this conversation. And this is a feature which is sponsored by OpenServe. Get a 30-day free 50 megabits per second uncapped fiber trial with OpenServe Fiber. Free installation, no obligation. All you need to do is visit openserve.co.za. Connect your world. T's and C's apply. Well, we want to get your questions in, so do make sure that you send your voice notes through. Happy for you to interact as well on social media at Kaya On Air. Use the hashtag KayaBiz. Happy for you to share your voice notes on 063-688-0959. But as we continue with our conversation that's taking place now, Christu, there's a lot that's been happening within the space from a regulatory point of view, as you've mentioned. And I think it's really refreshing because it highlights how South Africa not only is internationally competitive, but we also make sure that we're globally relevant with regard to the regulatory shifts. I recall when one could actually make a payment using Bitcoin, it was Pick and Pay a few years ago, and everyone was like, how am I going to do this? How is it going to work? And as you've mentioned, for many of your clients and customers, it's really been easy and seamless. How quickly is the wheel of innovation changing where perhaps we can do a lot more with cryptocurrency other than just transact, but actually use it for many other resources and skills that we might need?
I think the blockchain space and cryptocurrency as a whole, it's developing so fast that in order to stay up and keep up with it is quite literally near impossible. The use cases and the possibilities are endless. I mean, we've spoken about using cryptocurrency as an asset, as an investment. We've spoken about using it to transact, to buy stuff. But there's so much more that you can do with cryptocurrency and looking at, we call this the tokenization of real world assets, which is quite significant.
Yes.
So in cryptocurrency, for instance, there's stable coins. Now, a stable coin is a cryptocurrency that is backed by a fiat currency like the South African Rand or the US dollar. And what that means, it creates a digital currency that is backed by that currency, that holds that currency in reserve in a one-to-one basis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this just indicates that there's so much more opportunity in that space. I mean, we are moving into a space. Can you imagine if buying a house and getting the deed for your house, instead of having a piece of paper, it's an NFT. It's a digital representation of the deed of your house. We're looking at cars as well. You can purchase your car for and have the ownership of your car as an NFT. That then would, and I'm quite surprised that you know, municipalities are not catching on to this a lot quicker, because then issuing traffic fines would be much easier, because that's obviously all on the blockchain and there's a record of every single transaction that takes place. But I do think looking forward, this is where the blockchain space is going. It's going to be incorporated far beyond just cryptocurrency. It's going to be incorporated in every asset and facet of our lives.
Mm. And that's another important aspect that you've alluded to, blockchain. I remember at some point I was like, what is this? How does it work? And then my accounting brain switched on. Debits and credits essentially moving a lot more quickly and actually tracking the level of transactions. And someone simplified it for me at one point, and they were like, you know, when you send an email and you could be across the world and then a few seconds later it pops into your mailbox, that's what blockchain essentially does.
Exactly. And I think the most significant thing about blockchain is that there's a record of everything that happens. There's a lot of people that think cryptocurrency is, it's largely scam driven and there's a lot of privacy related to it. But what actually happens on the blockchain, every single transaction is recorded and there's evidence of every transaction and what happened in that transaction previously is recorded in the next block. So that's getting quite technical, but it just goes to show that the transparency of blockchain technology is actually such an advancement forward as opposed to the current financial system where, you know, everything happens at the banks and you just kind of have to trust your bank and hope it works out. Whereas with blockchain, everything is available online, publicly. It's all public ledger. Anyone can access it. And everything is recorded.
100%. And if anyone has tried banking in America, it's a lot more archaic. And that's why blockchain is met with so much excitement as well there. As you mentioned, Krista, we can't ignore the fact that even when you try to create a good system in a great environment that is well-governed, educate people to a level of understanding, there are some scammers there. There are others who literally will try to deceive people. And maybe this is why sometimes I'm actually a bit apprehensive about talking about cryptocurrencies, because there's many fake accounts that have been made in my name where people are like, give me your 10,000 Rand. And you know the work we do. We educate. We never try to actually take any investments from any South Africans. How have you managed that as a platform? Because at times, some of these scammers are actually using reputable names such as Luno and a few other platforms that exist in the industry that are well regulated as well.
Absolutely, and there's a lot that goes into this. We have teams of people that are dedicated to driving scam awareness. A lot of the content on platform that we have is to educate people on scams and how people are using crypto to drive those scams. And the other thing is as well that we also don't have any people working for Luno that will actively go out and ask you to invest in this platform or in this scheme. I mean, you speak about social media profiles. I myself have so many social media profiles or that people have created using my face and my name, asking them to invest with Luno, whereas in reality, I don't have any social media profiles, right? But we have active teams at Luno that are working, getting those down, especially when they create accounts that represent Luno.
Yes.
And the important thing is to note is that Luno will never ask you for money. We will never ask you to invest in a program or in a platform or to send your money to a person.
Yes.
Always download the application yourself. Register yourself, do your KYC, fill in your personal details, and go through the process properly. Don't trust anyone else with your funds and your money unless it is a financial advisor and you trust that financial advisor with your assets. But that's also another point. Luno does not employ any financial advisor. So any financial advisor that tells you, hey, I work for Luno, is not accurate. And I think the important thing is to always note what we always communicate to our customers is if it sounds too good to be true, it is.
Yep.
There's no quick wins. There's no, you know, get rich quick things in cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile. It is a riskier asset. And we encourage our customers to do their research, to know exactly which cryptocurrencies they are investing their money in and know exactly what they're getting themselves in for. And to also be very sure that they are doing it in the right way and they're not doing anything that they wouldn't trust, you know, their spouse or their parents to do.
Exactly.
Right? So have that level of comfort in doing this.
100%. This is so important. And I'm so glad you've taken us on a journey of not only learning more about Luno, but also understanding Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, but also blockchain as a technology. Because sometimes we might think we know it all, but the refreshers are definitely necessary. I guess to close off with, Krista, there's so much happening. Luno, actually more than 10 years old and seeing significant changes in its leadership. I can imagine as a business, growth and expansion is definitely on the agenda. What can we expect? What's new that you can break? I mean, breaking news that you can share with us.
So very exciting. I mean, we will continue to add more cryptocurrencies to our platform. This is always expanding. We like to bring customers, you know, a wide range of cryptocurrencies that they can invest in, but also then enable them to learn about these cryptocurrencies. So that is very exciting. We'll be expanding to other markets in Africa as well. At the moment, we are operational in South Africa, Nigeria, and in Kenya. We recently launched in Kenya, and we'll be expanding our footprint there. We're also very active. We're also the biggest exchange in Malaysia, so our Southeast Asian footprint is also expanding, and that's very exciting from a growth point of view. And then I think the important thing is just to keep an eye on Luno and see how we are bringing, you know, more interesting use cases to our customers so that they can experience the wonders of cryptocurrency.
100%. You mentioned new coins and new products. I'm jumping in here now because I thought of Trump and Melania, and even was a Dogecoin, and there was also another peanut something coin that was in the US last year. Can I launch my own coin? Is it that simple for anyone to do that?
It is. There's literally services out there or websites out there that you can go create a cryptocurrency, right? But it doesn't mean your cryptocurrency will land on an exchange and that people will buy it, right? So when Luno adds any cryptocurrency to the exchange, we make sure it goes through a rigorous vetting process to make sure we check all the compliance compliance matters are in order before we list it.
What are the compliance matters?
It's quite an interesting thing, but we look at how long the cryptocurrency has been in existence. Is it reputable? Does it have a large following? You know, what's the market value? There's a whole range of things that we consider. So if you go out and launch a cryptocurrency tomorrow, I'm not sure it will meet all of our standards. But who knows? You might just go viral and you might have the next Dogecoin on hand.
Oh, well, there we go, Dogecoin. It's so interesting because I guess a lot of it also is driven by popularity, personality, politics, hence what we saw the weekend before Donald Trump's inauguration. Krista, we can have this conversation for hours on end. Man, as I want to wrap up, there's something else that comes to mind. But thank you so much for your time. So we're looking forward to touching base with you again in future and witnessing more of the innovation that you bring to the party.
Thanks for having me. It was great to be here.
Thank you so much. That's Krista Davit, who is the country manager for Luno South Africa, helping us to understand more about the cryptocurrency exchange, which is the leading cryptocurrency exchange in South Africa. More than 67% of participants who engaged in a survey have actually said that Luno is their cryptocurrency exchange of choice. Share your thoughts with us, 063-688-0959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.